for little or no accumulation is expected. After that, Canadian high pressure will bring cold and dry weather to the Midwest through Wednesday. High temperatures will reach the 40s and 50s for much of the Midwest today. Lows tonight will range from the single digits in northern Iowa to the low 30s along the Ohio Valley. In the hazardous weather outlook, southerly winds will gust from 40 to 45 miles an hour this afternoon with that cold front coming from the west. Rain will also overspread the area ahead of the front. Scattered showers are possible late this afternoon and early this evening, but they're not expected to be severe. Colder air will arrive in the back end of that system, and rain may change to a brief period of snow before coming to an end. And looking ahead Tuesday through Sunday, the stronger system will bring a wintry mix of precipitation Thursday and Thursday night that will start with snow, but will begin to be mixed with some sleet or rain south of a Decatur to Danville line during the afternoon. Thursday night, the precipitation is expected to be transitioning to freezing rain. A wind advisory is in effect from the Champaign-Urbana area until 6 this evening. Occasional showers this afternoon, a chance of thunderstorms, and the high around 52 degrees. Very windy with gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Rain and a chance of thunderstorms tonight. A slight chance of rain or snow after midnight. No accumulation with a low of 22 degrees. Winds up to 40 miles an hour. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, a chance of flurries, then mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. Much colder, the high around 28 degrees, and temperatures falling in the afternoon. The west winds up to 35 miles an hour. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 10 degrees. We'll have wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And wind chill readings of 0 to 10 below. Sunny skies Wednesday, the high around 28 degrees. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, the low 18 degrees. Snow likely Thursday morning, then possibly mixed with sleet, as we mentioned, in the afternoon. The light snow accumulation possible with a high around 32. Light freezing rain expected Thursday night. Snow likely as well. A chance of light freezing rain and mixed with snow after midnight. The temperature around 28 degrees. Temperatures around the area this hour. We've got over in Bloomington 52 degrees and Danville 51, Decatur 55. Down in Effingham, we've got 54 degrees. At Willard Airport, 52 degrees, and on Friends Plaza in Urbana, 53.
I'm Zach Grant, manager of the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois. The farm is lending a hand to WILL during February's Clear the Air radio drive. Everyone who pledges at least $120 will receive 3 starter plants, basil, tomato, and pepper. The plants will be grown at our farm in Urbana and will be available for pickup on Saturday, April 13th at the Horticulture Club's Mom's Day Flower Show. Go to WILL.illinois.edu/clear the air for more information.
It's 12:43. Average retail prices for gasoline went up 10.2 cents per gallon in the past week, according to the gasoline price tracking website, GasBuddy.com. As of this morning, the average price of a gallon of regular in Champaign was about $3.78. Nationwide, gas prices went up 11.9 cents a gallon to $3.68. GasBuddy senior petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan told Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows this morning that the price increases are a nationwide phenomenon.
Gas prices virtually all areas across the country have been seeing double-digit increases or very close in the last week. So what we're seeing in Champaign certainly lies in with what we're seeing nationally.
What's affecting this? Is this a production issue or is this an oil supply issue?
Well, it certainly does not seem to be an oil supply issue. In fact, oil inventories remain about 10% higher than where they were last year, at least according to the Energy Information Administration. So it doesn't seem to be oil supply. It seems to be production of gasoline, which has taken a hit in recent weeks, especially here in the Great Lakes, where a host of refining issues have seemingly hit gasoline production hard. That has pushed up the wholesale cost of gasoline, leading to last week's significant increase.
And when we're talking about refinery issues, what are we talking about?
Well, refineries this time of year perform maintenance on their facilities to prepare for the higher production rates that they employ during the summer months. And what that entails is that refineries slow down production at their facilities so they can take part of them offline to perform upgrades and other maintenance as they see fit. And because of those upgrades and that maintenance, gasoline production takes a bit of a hit until they're done performing that maintenance. And that's what we're looking at, is a slowdown in gasoline production, which has pushed up prices.
And this is something that you sort of expect every year?
What we're seeing now is perhaps a bit earlier than what I would have expected, the significant increases, at least according to the last few years when prices have started to move up in late March. So what we're seeing this year The pace is certainly much earlier than what we're used to.
And along with that, what is the level of gasoline sales or usage at this point? Is it what you expect, or are you able to know?
Well, it is a bit higher than where it was last year. As the economy has continued to recover, we have seen gasoline consumption pick up as well, and that's part of the problem behind the increases. With a slip in production and higher demand than last year, that's certainly part of the reason for higher prices as well. So that's the catch of the improving economy. The hotter the economy gets, the more gasoline we consume, and the higher the price generally goes. On the flip side, when the economy is not doing so well, consumption suffers, and prices generally fall.
Now, you said there were particular conditions in the Midwest, but is it like you could escape to some other part of the country and find lower gas prices?
Well, you certainly could, but virtually all areas are seeing increases that we're seeing here in the Great Lakes. So while you could, say, go across to Missouri and find cheaper gas, it's only because of the lower gas tax that you'd have any sort of advantage. So across the country, prices on the low side vary from about $3.10 a gallon in Wyoming all the way to well over $4 in California.
So what do you expect to see happening in the next month or two?
Well, gas prices could continue to heat up. While I don't foresee any record prices, at least yet, it's certainly a possibility in the next few months. Gas prices for this time of year are already ahead of their pace for last year. It sets up a worrisome condition for spring, which is the time of year that gas prices tend to accelerate the quickest.
That's Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com, the gasoline price tracking company, talking about gas prices with Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows. GasBuddy.com tracks gas prices at the state, national, and local levels. They also track Champaign-Urbana area prices, in particular at ChampaignGasPrices.com. It's 12:47. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered on the National Mall Sunday to pressure President Obama to follow through on his promise to take action to counter climate change. They want the president to reject the Keystone XL pipeline. It's a controversial project that would carry heavy crude from Canada to refineries on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more. We'll get to that story in a moment. Chinese singer Zhuzhou Zhuzhu is an eccentric artist-turned-singer whose croaky voice is hardly ever in tune, yet he is the voice of a generation. That's because he takes on the topics no one else dares speak about. His latest album of edgy ballads includes songs about corrupt officials, abuse of power, food scandals, and forced demolitions. NPR's Louisa Lim has that story.
Singer Zhuzhou Zhuzhou doesn't shy away from China's most sensitive topics. In fact, he goes straight for them. A case in point, his new song about the milk scandal, when milk tainted with melamine killed at least six babies. In the very first line, he launches into an indictment. The government blamed a private company, he sings, and the company blamed the farmers, and the farmers blamed the cows. This is typical of his dark vision and biting sarcasm. He says he can't help it.
I don't understand politics, but perhaps my person is political. People say I write this stuff on purpose, but when I write, this is what I write.
Zhuzhou Zhuzhou attributes this to his background. His family, he says, was very poor and uneducated, and he grew up in an isolated country town in Jiangsu province. He was a high school dropout, joining the army at just 15 years old. His instinct is to identify with the victims and to speak out for them, even if others won't.
Chinese people are too rubbish. I'm also one of them. No one is willing to stand up and speak out. Now our house is being demolished, and so many people are happy for their houses to be destroyed. Out of 100 houses, maybe only one or two of us will stick it out.
For the past 3 months, he's led a public struggle against the demolition of the home belonging to his parents-in-law in Changzhou, Jiangsu province. Forced demolitions, too, are the topic of a song called Nail House, Dingzihu. the term used for those who resist forced demolition. So far, the house is still standing, which is seen as a victory for the singer. But he says it's only a matter of time before it's demolished.
They can't knock down our house. They'll definitely find a way. Because a win for me would represent a win for the ordinary people. So they won't let me win.
Musically, Zuo Xiaozhuzhou is an innovator. He doesn't sing in tune, and his accent's been compared to a southern street seller's voice, buzzing and crashing, an honorable refusal of standard Mandarin. Among his repertoire is the work report delivered to the 15th Party Congress by then Communist Party chief Jiang Zemin. Zuo Xiaozhuzhou gave it his own inimitable treatment. He denies he was mocking Jiang Zemin. He describes how the idea was born. It was 1997, and he'd been detained by the authorities for 3 weeks on suspicion of criminal damage, though no action was later taken.
I had just been released from jail where nobody talks to you, and I wanted to see something fun. Then I turned on the television, and he was on every channel. I thought his voice was interesting. I went out to buy a People's Daily newspaper. I thought, these can be my lyrics. I'll sing this. People thought I was imitating him, but I'm not. My hometown is near his, so we have similar accents.
Zuo Xiaozhuzhou is not a mainstream singer. He's an eccentric, appearing at a recent gig in his trademark hat and a long scholar's robe. It was his first concert in Beijing for 2 years. He's often banned from performing in public. He's close friends with dissident artist Ai Weiwei. So close that the pair filmed a parody of Gangnam Style, dancing handcuffed together. When police beat up Ai Weiwei 3 years ago for collecting the names of the children who died in the Sichuan earthquake, the singer was with him. Ai Weiwei was at the recent gig and named his friend as the most important musician in China.
His music is still the best, the most important, because he has a great attitude and his power, passion, and he always knows what he should say. And this is great. People love him.
For his part, Zuo Xiaozhuzhou is gloomy about the future. He thinks the new leadership can't change the country.
I never put any hope in Chinese politics. The people of this soil have no hope. There is a big problem with our education. For the past 60 years, people have been brainwashed. Everyone is